USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. This is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. It's also another day in one of the biggest winter storms in years, and it's happening just as millions of us are traveling, or at least trying to.
There's going to be a lot of travel impacts over the next few days with this Arctic air, the deepening low, the high winds across a good part of the country, so I anticipate major impacts.
Senior forecaster Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service. Flying is no easy task today either. FlightAware's Misery Index shows nearly 600 delays already and about two dozen cancellations. It looks like Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is making it to Washington for talks with President Biden this afternoon and an address to a joint session of Congress tonight. Some Republicans continue to object to the U.S. spending billions more on helping Ukraine in its war with Russia. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says helping is the right thing to do.
President Zelensky is an inspiring leader, but the most basic reasons for continuing to help Ukraine degrade and defeat the Russian invaders are cold, hard, practical American interests.
McConnell says beating Russia in Ukraine will keep all of Europe more secure. Lawmakers continue to hash out the federal spending bill, but one big loser in that new budget could be millions on Medicaid. The bill would let the nation's public health emergency over COVID expire, and that would end Medicaid health insurance for millions as of April 1st. Digging into former President Trump's newly released tax returns yields new information on one of Trump's long-standing claims for not sharing the data, that he was under IRS audit. The House Ways and Means Committee says the IRS did not pursue mandatory audits of Trump during his presidency. Wall Street's looking good so far today. The Dow's been up by as much as 500 points, thanks to positive earnings reports from several big firms. This is USA News.
Paid for by Govnet.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
It won't be nearly as joyous a weekend in Pittsburgh as Steelers fans had hoped. One of their greatest is gone.
The man at the receiving end of the immaculate reception, 72-year-old Franco Harris, who played running back in the NFL for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Seattle Seahawks, has died.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off!
Harris's son, Doc, announced his father's passing overnight. No cause was given. I'm Lance Pry.
The immaculate reception happened 50 years ago this weekend against the Oakland Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders play at Pittsburgh Saturday. And months ago, organizers came up with the centerpiece of the anniversary celebration, retiring Harris's number 32. Wasn't long after the satellite service DirecTV came into being in the early 90s when it convinced the NFL to let it show every game on Sunday for a price. Now, 28 years later, Sunday Ticket is on the move. It looks like the streaming service YouTube TV will have the winning bid, about $2.4 billion a year. College football's bowl season is well underway with five games between now and Christmas. Today it's the New Orleans Bowl featuring Western Kentucky and South Alabama. Tomorrow the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Baylor against Air Force, two on Friday and then one on Saturday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles.
No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.